Apollo Cult. We are here with a very special announcement and little mini episode. So it's going to be a little different. We're not going to go through all the spiel and whatnot, but we are going to talk about something that's coming up that is going to be dope. It will be known as 40 and Airwaves, the ultimate podcast conference, and it is a full weekend event. Be live podcasts, podcast panels, meet and greets, and Sunday, a very special pancake breakfast. Full weekend event for $50. It'd be a cash bar. It should be awesome. It will be located at the Inn at ONU in Ada, Ohio. We've posted this up on our social medias. If you need more information, shoot us an email. We will gladly send you the QR link. The lineup will be us, Hollow Sky Podcast, Uncomfortable Podcast, Kill the Mockingbird Podcast, Cryptids of the Corn, and our friends in the Appalachian Intelligence Podcast. It's going to be a good time. That's October 6th, 7th, and 8th, 2023.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really good time. Like you said, there's a lot of good podcasts right there. I feel like it's going to be a good environment, kind of laid back style. It's going to be more intimate than normal conferences because there's only going to be a limited number of tickets.
200 at that.
Right. So you're going to have a very more intimate setting than like your massive conferences.
Yes.
So it's definitely an opportunity to like legitimately hang out with everybody.
Yeah. And I feel like it's going to be a pretty special event considering that it is an event with podcasters for podcast listeners.
Right.
And like we fuck with all these podcasts, like our circles intermingle quite a bit. Anybody that's in our socials in our Discord have heard of all of our friends in these podcasts.
So yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Again, there's only 200 seats available, 200 tickets available. So you definitely need to get on it if you're interested. Ada, Ohio, they said there are airports for people that need to fly in. The airports is close to an hour and a half away. So it's a little trek, but not bad. If you're flying in, a little bit of driving ain't going to hurt really. There are discounted rates at the Inn. They're located where the conference is at. Also, some other hotels linked up on the QR code. It's just going to be a dope time. Everybody there, good people, interesting conversation. The event schedule goes as followed. Friday the 6th at 6 p.m., you can hang out with all of us podcasters. From 7 to 9, there'll be kind of a laid-back, more chill podcast panel. And then 10 o'clock, we will wrap it up. Saturday the 7th, the conference opens at 8 a.m., 9 to 12 p.m. We will do podcasts. Each podcast will have its own time block to speak. From 12 to 1 p.m., there'll be lunch. From 1 to 5, there'll be more speakers. 5 to 7 p.m., dinner and shopping for all the merch. And then from 7 to 9, there will be a total podcast panel. We'll all be up there talking about our shows, taking questions, just kind of a more formal panel there. Sunday the 8th at 9 a.m., there will be a thank you pancake breakfast at the Ada Bowling Alley. So you can come and get your breakfast on with all of us weirdos.
Breakfast is definitely my favorite time.
I can hit some pancakes, man.
I love breakfast.
It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time regardless.
A lot of these guys in these podcasts have been our buddies for quite a while, and we really haven't had much of a chance to meet them. So this is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. It's going to be our first time meeting all these guys, too.
Mm-hmm. So Hollow Cult, we're going to need you to gather up. Come and hang out with us.
Let's go do work.
It's going to be dope. I know Cryptid of the Corn Fellas, that's their home turf. So they said that the Inn Conference Center is pretty awesome. They're going to have a bunch of outside games there, like bags and hillbilly golf and all kinds of shit that we'll be all hanging out and come and just kick it with us.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
I'm pretty excited.
Oh yeah, me too. It's going to be awesome. Like I said, it's a nice intimate setting. And then as far as Steve and I are concerned, we should be having a lot of cool merch at the place too.
Yeah, we're going to try to get stocked up.
I mean, yeah.
Like I said, it's a very special kind of conference, considering it's by podcasters for podcast listeners. You don't get that very often. Usually it's podcasters kind of tacked on to other cons, you know, like
the
con. And this is based around our shows, you know.
So oh, yeah.
It's around our shows for our listeners, each show's listeners. So I think it'll be a good time. And the fact that the shows can intermingle with one another, and there might be people listening to the Crypt of the Corn who haven't heard of us. So that kind of lets the listeners kind of circle out and circle about. And it's just a positive thing for everyone involved. So we are stoked. We're stoked.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah. What else are we going to talk about? Just some little weirdness going on. I was going to talk about my mom's implant, essentially. If you listen to the night shift, you will have known about that, which is why you need to come and kick it in the night shift.
Agreed.
My mom was having some headache issues, so she went and had some scans done, and everything came back good, minus the fact that they found a foreign body on the left side of her face in her nasal passage. They said that beneath the foreign body was this weird, like, void pocket, essentially, underneath it. And considering some of the weird UFO stuff that is linked to my mom, we thought that was pretty strange. We weren't going to mention it because we were worried that the powers that be would know that we know, so they would come and get it. That being said, my mom jumped on the live and kind of spilled the beans for everyone. So we asked to get the visual copies of her scans, which she managed to get them on CD. So she brings it to my house, and I'm like, Mom, I don't really have any way to pull this off the CD. You need to get these and email me. So she does this. And before the pictures can be downloaded, for some reason, she pulls the disc out of her disc tray or something happened. She'll correct me on this later. But she couldn't get the pictures to pull up. So when she said when she put the disc in, there was 2,600 images on it. So she thought, man, that's quite a bit
that's
of stuff
a lot
on there. But after they would not load to her computer, she took it to another gal on the floor who put the disc in, and she's like, Robin, this disc is empty. My mom's like, well, it wasn't just a couple seconds ago. So then they took it to their actual imaging room and put it in a second computer where they also confirmed that the disc was also empty.
That's so weird.
Which is sus. Right?
I told you, Robin, don't talk about it.
Well, I have the CD with me.
We tried to protect you.
So, we're going to try to find a computer to put it in to see if we can find the images of the foreign body implant.
That's right.
So we can share with you. So that's an update on that little nugget of weirdness.
Yeah. I had a little bit of weirdness go on, too.
I want to start this off by saying that I went to bed last night. I was so tired. I went to bed at like 9:30. This week has just been hot, chaotic. My having new flooring put in the house, and it's just all over the place. So I just went to bed at like 9:30. I wake up to a message from Kyle at 12:45 in the morning. Let me find it. Let me find it here. So when I read this, I'm thinking, oh, shit, Kyle's dead.
I mean, could have been a possibility.
Yeah, let me see.
Not going to lie.
Yeah. 12:46 in the morning, got some possible big time fuckery going on. Hey, Holocult, the weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. That's it. Nothing else.
That's all I sent.
So I'm like, what in the fuck is happening, Kyle?
Because I legitimately figured he would be up doing the same thing I was doing. I was up writing.
Bro, I was down for the count.
Yeah, bud. I don't blame you. I would have been too, but the same thing. Week has been busy, you know, ball games, all types of shit. So I was writing Friday night. Having an awesome time writing out, which will be tomorrow's episode for you guys, because I'm going to try to release this Sunday. Anyways, doing all that, started getting tired. So when I get tired, I'll get up, go walk around. I usually go outside and have a smoke, stretch my legs, stand outside, get some fresh air. I know that I went out, I don't know, probably 11 o'clock. Maybe a smidge earlier. I don't remember exactly, which sucks because I have no way of timestamping it. I go out there, do my thing, and I come back in, start writing again. Sleep starts hammering me again, and I'm like, geez, I'm so tired. And it's probably around 12:30 or so, and I get up. My wife had been talking about these blueberry muffins she had. And she's like, you got to try one. The kids hated it. I'm not a big blueberry guy anyways. But I was like, whatever, I'll try it. She's like, it's made with the real blueberry and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, cool, I'll try it. So, like I said, sleep was creeping in hard. I get up and I go grab one of the muffins. I'm walking out into my garage with like the muffin is like in my mouth. I'm getting ready to take a bite, and I push the door open and step out, and I look in my garage door, like the big garage door, the one you pull your car through, is open. It's up, which is weird. Shouldn't be up. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm standing there, racking my brain, thinking, okay, how is this open? So it kind of freaks me out. It also freaks me out because when I write, I sit in the bedroom with headphones on. And I listen to music as I'm reading and writing. It just helps me stay focused. It always has. So I instantly walk back inside. I go check on my son. He's in his bed sleeping. I'm like, all right, cool. I go check on my daughter and my wife. They're sleeping. And so I wake my wife up and I'm like, hey, did you go outside for any reason? And she's like, no, why? And I'm like, it's because the fucking garage door is open and I don't know why. So I start looking through the house to make just to make sure that there's no creeper in my house. And I go back outside. I check my car, her car. Garage door openers are still in the cars. My car is the only one that parks outside. It was locked. No way that it wasn't locked. So I'm just at a loss as to why this fucking door is open. I get on my Nest Cam, and unfortunately it doesn't show inside the garage or the door itself, but it's dark out. So I could tell when that door opened. The door opened at 11:30.
Weird.
Yeah, 11:27, 11:30, whatever it was, because I could see the light shining onto the driveway. And of course, prior to that, there's no light on the driveway. So I shut the garage door, and I just sat in the garage for a little while, being weirded out. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to sit here for a little while, see if anything new happens. I sat there, nothing. So I go inside. I stayed up till about 2 o'clock in the morning before sleep just overtook me. But, you know, I talked to my wife about this. It's just weird. And it's 100% possible that I was so distracted, did not think anything of it. And out of habit or whatever, as I was walking in, I smacked the garage door button and then kept going. I don't think that's very likely because I've never done this before, but it's a possibility, right? But the part that I left out to my wife.
Sorry, Shauna.
Yeah, I definitely left a part out.
I said, you need full disclosure, Kyle.
Yeah, I definitely left a part out. Not that it's anything massive, but it is weird. So
I can hear her right now being like, Kyle, why didn't you tell me this?
Yeah, she's 100% going to do this. So, with that being said, the first time that I had gone out, around 11 o'clock or so, whatever it was, on my way out, and this would be the time when I went out there and the garage door was definitely closed, but I walked down my hallway and I was turning right to go into the kitchen. And as I'm walking, I noticed out of the corner of my eye what I thought was my son hiding behind the couch, sneaking his iPad.
Nope.
Because we always charge his iPad. We leave the charger in the living room, and he just hooks it up and sets it on the arm of the couch. And I thought I had seen a head there, and then it popped down, almost like as you start to actually notice it, it shoots down real fast. And at that point, I had crossed the threshold where I couldn't see it anymore. And I stopped and I'm like, wait a minute, was that Gage? So I back up, turn my camera or my light on my cell phone. And I start walking over there to the edge of the couch where I think he's squatted down, holding his iPad, hoping, because he is a sneaky little shit. He'll go in there and sneak it. And then you'll walk into his bedroom and he'll have it underneath his pillow and he'll be faking like he's sleeping. He does do that shit. So that's what I assumed it was. And I walked over there, got around the corner, and there's literally nothing there. And I'm like, creepy. Okay, that's fucking weird.
Creepy.
That's weird. And then it wasn't, I don't know, an hour and a half later, magically my garage door's open. Could it all be unrelated? Absolutely. And it could have been a play on the light, because that's what I told myself. I'm like, maybe I saw some weird reflection or whatever. Who knows what I saw at the foot of the couch. I didn't feel scared or like freak the fuck out. I just thought it was weird. I remember kind of like chuckling to myself and then just walking out and in the garage and came back in, broke for a little bit, went back out, and the garage door was wide open. I'm like, what in the fuck? This is a stupid turn of events for the night.
It is strange, man.
It's weird, you know.
I know they've got like hardware out where you can mimic garage door openers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I know the readers and copiers, they used to have to be close enough to mimic it while the person was using it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you'd have to hit your garage door open and have to read it and copy it. I did read after we talked about it that there are, that newer ones can also copy the signal if the garage door opener and the garage door opener receiver is within close proximity of one another, but I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's new fancy ways of doing it.
Yeah, essentially if you've got one in your car and it's parked right out in front of your garage, they could just...
Well, Shauna's is in the garage right underneath it, so...
Yeah, it's weird, man.
It's definitely bizarre. I hope it was nothing. I hope that I just accidentally hit it on the way in. You know, because that kind of changes the game otherwise.
Yeah, that's strange.
It's not cool. Trust me, you're not trying to catch these hands. No. I got lethal cry chops on me.
He'll Percy Woodcock your ass.
That's right.
Which, that's some future storytelling.
Yeah, that's foreshadowing.
That you'll know in 2 weeks.
Foreshadowing.
Everybody's going to be like Googling, who's Percy Woodcock? Oh, but yeah, that's just kind of an update what we got going on.
Fun.
Check us out. Or if you're in the Kansas City area 2 weekends from now, the weekend of the 15th, come to Metacon, kick it with us. We'll be there. We'll have a booth.
For sure.
We're not speaking, but we will be kicking it, just enjoying ourselves, selling some merch, walking around, looking at all the spirituality and paranormal stuff. It should be a good time. And again, 40 and Airwaves, October 6th, 7th, and 8th in Ada, Ohio at the end on ONU. It will be us, Hollow Sky Podcast, Kill the Mockingbird Podcast, Uncomfortable Podcast, Appalachian Intelligence Podcast, and Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. It is an all-weekend event for $50. You'll hang out with us, listen to us talk, ask us questions, buy merch, eat pancakes. There's a cash bar. Also, check it out. If you don't do the social medias, shoot us an email and we will send you the QR code so you can find your way to the tickets. Again, it's only 200 seats available, so they will be going quick.
It's going to be litty like an elbow.
So, just wanted to touch base with you guys, let you know what's going on. I hope your weekend went well, and I hope your week goes dope. Until next time, stay safe, stay weird, and come kick it with us at the Ultimate Podcast Conference, 40 in Airwaves. Just do it.